In the headlines, the Democratic Labour Party spokesperson on crime is calling on the Barbados Police Service to demonstrate greater transparency. Wesley Hall Primary will not reopen for school on Monday, but the Ministry of Education is setting up a satellite location. The Barbados Contractors and Artisans Organization is calling for fairness and equality in the industry. Minister of Labour Colin Jordan promises a response. And the U.S. jobs market weakened further in August, raising new fears about the health of the world's largest economy. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Amid reports of an apparent suicide of a young man in St. Lucie more than 2 weeks ago and a shooting incident in Ellerton, St. George last weekend, the Democratic Labour Party's spokesperson on crime is calling on the Barbados Police Service to demonstrate greater transparency in confirming or denying such events. Verla DePisa told Starcom Network News that some incidents in Barbados are still going unreported because of what she described as connections to untouchables in society. She said she outlined these concerns in the DLP's Blueprint to Rescue a Nation, a report on the Commission on Crime, and to this day, it is still proven to be correct.
If you're going to have good governance and effective policing, the police must be able to do their work and their investigations without fear or favor. Either one of the two. There is a chapter in the report that deals with the untouchables, and perhaps it is time that as a country we have that serious conversation about who in Barbados is untouchable and what we can do to fix that issue.
Mr. Pisa is further stating that there is more information needed to be given to the public surrounding the resignation of former Minister of Housing, Dwight Sutherland.
The government's report from the Prime Minister is unsatisfactory in the light of the rumors that are pervasive and not stopping on the street. I do believe that good governance calls for two things. One, the Prime Minister needs to tell the country the reason for the resignation at the very least, because it may be that the rumors are not true. At the very least, to make some statement about the rumors. And two, the police need to assure the country that there is no cover-up. So both the government and the police have to do that.
DLP spokesperson on crime, Verla DePisa. Well, the sudden resignation of Dwight Sutherland as Minister of Housing is raising more questions than answers from another political party. The United Progressive Party Deputy Chairman Wayne Griffith issued a statement indicating that the resignation should not be overlooked. He recounted several issues that occurred during Sutherland's tenure, including the Hope Project, and he feels that Barbadians were not given a fair and proper explanation.
Contractor vetting was absent, and the quality of housing at Vespera Gardens suffered. Squat Creek led to getting involved in the purchase and assembly of prefab houses, and incredulously, this work was executed before a written financial plan for the $21 million taxpayer dollars injected by the government. If all we hear is, "I accept the resignation," with a passing word of thanks, no reference to the work they have done, or the road ahead, it feels like a door that closed quietly.
He also questions the appointments of a new minister who he says has little experience in parliamentary matters.
And now we're told someone new will take the wheel, someone whose public record shows little engagement with parliamentary life and whose capacity or ability to steer the 97 million vehicle that is the Ministry of Housing, Lands and Maintenance remains untested. But leadership is not only about the decisions made in Parliament. It is about how you openly and honestly tell Barbadians what is going on. We deserve leaders who mind relationships.
Deputy Chairman of the UPP, Wayne Griffith, in the Lunchtime Edition. Wesley Hall Primary will not reopen for school on Monday. But the Ministry of Education has set up a satellite location, so none of the students will be missing any classes. This is all part of Barbados' education system, which is about to undergo a major change from the start of the term this Monday. From digital textbooks to new literacy programs and behavior management reforms, the Ministry of Education is rolling out a sweeping set of initiatives as schools reopen. We get more in this report from Philippe Amy.
With the new school year set to begin next week, the Ministry of Education is rolling out a sweeping set of initiatives aimed at modernizing classrooms and strengthening student support across Barbados. At the top of the list is the launch of a digital textbook platform, BookFusion, which will be introduced first to first-form students before being expanded to higher levels. Also taking effect this term are two new literacy programs at the primary level, Snappy Songs by Macmillan and Lindemood Bell. Teachers have been undergoing training for months, and full implementation begins from day one on Monday. In addition, schools will see the reintroduction of the Positive Behavior Management Program, rebranded as VIBE, Values-Driven Inclusive Behavioral Excellence and Empowered Learning Environments. This initiative will focus on student-centeredness, safe spaces, and positive discipline, and includes a comprehensive social and emotional learning program to strengthen resilience and well-being. According to the ministry, these reforms mark the start of a new chapter in education, one designed to raise a more emotionally intelligent generation while aligning Barbados' schools with global best practices. Philippe Amy, Starcom Network News.
The Barbados Contractors and Artisans Organization is calling for fairness and equality in the industry. President Michael Harris is claiming that despite a boom in construction, the majority of workers are foreign labor and not young local artisans who government are claiming should be signing up on job registers.
White persons as block layers can't get work. The young men that went to polytechnic to learn to build blocks can't get opportunities at this time in this country. And it's a sad situation where these persons have to vote in a coming election. And my question, if a government that's supposed to look after its citizens are also calling Jordan, the Minister of Labour, to ensure that Barbadians work first in order to build up the capacity of construction in this country.
That's the president of the Barbados Contractors and Artisans Organization, Michael Harris. Mr. Jordan has promised a response. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. In our headlines, spokesperson on crime in the DLP calling on the Barbados Police Service to demonstrate greater transparency. Wesley Hall Primary not reopening for school on Monday, but the Ministry of Education setting up a satellite location for the students. The Barbados Contractors and Artisans Organization calling for fairness and equality in the industry. And another political party says more information needed on the resignation of Dwight Sutherland. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.